Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's great to be back on the air. My name is Paul Quinton. I'm from London in the UK. I've been away for the last couple of weeks, so anyone else has been listening to my previous recordings. Great to be back and to be with you again. And excuse me, I'm going to be talking today about astral plane and interdimensional attachments and entities. And this has come through a lot for me in the last few months. And I've been doing entity removals off people for many years now. Even since I started as a young child working in sort of clairvoyant circles with my family, and we used to do a lot of lost soul removals, and many spirits would come to us when we're doing our sort of sittings, very lost and confused, passed over. And so this is, you know, it's common in my work to do this, but I've really noticed a lot, and I think because of the work I'm doing with spirit and some of my clients at the moment, it's a big topic, and I'm starting to see that the spirit world are wanting us to take more responsibility for this very, very big, very real part of reality of our experience that not many people understand or acknowledge, or if they do, there's so much fear around it. Because as soon as you talk about spirits or ghosts and other things, it freaks people out, and fair enough, because, you know, when we're going for a toilet during the night and someone jumps out of the cabinet and scares the living crap out of you, you know, everyone's going to be freaked out. But obviously, you know, it doesn't always work like that most of the time. So, again, spirits, when we move over, depending on the life that they've had, will go to certain realities. You have the sort of lower and higher astral plane. You do have, obviously there's not the hell region, but there was what we would call hell regions, in the sense that there is a sort of a purgatory, and there are darker dimensional realities that are below the astral plane, which darker souls would go to. And then you've got your sort of lower and upper mental fields, or shall we say dimensions. So if you've lived a very spiritual life and really opened up, you'll tend to go to one of these higher realms, and you'll sort of sit there, because it's sort of it's a reflection of the work you've done in your earthly lives, really. And this is all before we sort of go back into our merge with our soul and our spirit, when we come off the 3D wheel. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. But the majority of souls go to the astral planes. And there is, I think, 10-1 souls on the astral plane compared to the physical. So you're talking 60 billion, as is compared to 6 billion people on the planet, or 7 billion, whatever it is now. So you're looking at about 10-1. So there's actually more, a bigger world beyond the veil. With a lot more souls. So you can imagine the amount of attachments that people have. And again, if you're into sex, drugs, like dark sex, drugs and alcohol, and very negative, or you hang around with darker people, you know, you're obviously going to attract darker souls, because they feed off that. So an alcoholic would hang around a bar. That was an alcoholic would hang around more in bars, and they would hang around people that are drinking a lot, because they can sort of breathe off the vapor. They still get sort of a sense of a smell, but they get the feeling of being back in the bar. So there's a lot of things, obviously they just don't have the ability to drink the actual physical liquid, but they get a lot of the other sensations. So if they were an angry alcoholic, you know, be more attracted to other angry alcoholics that are living in the physical, because they could live out their anger through them. And a lot of times, you're actually influenced by them. So some of the alcoholics that aren't, and I'm just using alcoholics for example, it could be drugs, it could be sex, it could be anything, it could be gambling, it doesn't matter. They're going to feed off you, so they're going to influence you to drink more, to get more angry, so that they can feed off that energy. Okay. Now this goes just for your normal person down the street that passes over and dies. That's just a normal people. But then you've got interdimensional beings that are very dark in nature, and they will come in. They're very macabre, and they will come in and attach to people, and they will really twist the knife, so to speak. And they actually, that is food for them. Okay, that is food. Where, say, another human being that's just passed over will be sort of stuck in a cycle. It wouldn't so much be food; it would be more of out of habit and not being able to let go. Where some of these darker beings will actually live off fear, and they live off sadness, and they live off all the sort of darker emotions. And it's just like eating chocolate for them, or you know, a large meal. So these are the things to take into account. Most of people, you know, just have ancestors. Obviously, there's a lot of light around us as well, so let's not get worried about this. It's just a reality. And I've been walking around. I walked through the park the other day, and there was a couple of guys just drinking. You know, there's a lot of parks in London, and, you know, obviously you get a few homeless people, and other people that like to sort of sit around and drink. And I walked through, and I just started getting sworn at, and it was like quite heavy swearing, and you know, calling me names and stuff like this. And I turned around, and I thought they were physically saying it to me, but it wasn't. It was the spirits that were hanging around them, because they weren't even looking at me, and they were just talking in their conversation. If they were verbally attacking me, they'd at least be looking at me, you know, and I would have known anyway, and it definitely wasn't them, because 10 minutes later, I was walking over the bridge, and the same thing happened. I turned around, the guy was just had his headphones on. He wasn't even listening or looking at me. And it was spirit's way of saying, just to remind me to start working more with this, which is why I've been doing this meditation and the healing for, and bringing it into more people's consciousnesses the last sort of few weeks, especially on my Facebook group, because it's something that's very relevant that we need to address. So I was getting that negative, I was hearing those spirits, because I needed to understand and remember exactly what, you know, what's actually going on. And it's amazing, you know, you can be in, I've been doing this all my life, but there's certain things you forget or don't pay attention to. But obviously this is as the energies are shifting and changing now so much, and I've said this before, when the noughties, the 2000s, it's seeing the unseen world, which is what I've just been talking about, acknowledging extraterrestrial lives, and acknowledging your multidimensional reality. And that is the agenda from the spiritual hierarchy for us humans and for this planet, because we are the only planet in our bloody galaxy solar system that doesn't connect with extraterrestrials. So we're actually the only one. You know, there is a thriving trade business going on between planets. I mean, it's basically watching Star Wars is a reality almost. So, you know, for us to really evolve and reintegrate into our ancestral, you know, our creative ancestral roots, we have to acknowledge all this stuff, because, you know, the shamans and spiritual people, and even some of the top government secret military covert, you know, they work with spirits, they work with this energy, because it's like the old black magic, you know, the voodoo, where they'll influence a dark spirit to come in and attack someone. You know, this is common knowledge. I've got clients in the Middle East that I work with to remove black magic. And so, you know, their brothers or their business partners will go to Morocco, they'll find a witch doctor, and they'll do all this black magic on their bloody, you know, business partners and family members. And it's shocking the things that the illnesses that they cause them, and sometimes death. And it's just, you know, it's unbelievable. And this is a reality that goes on. It's just the Western world is very cut off from it, you know, and South America the same, Africa. So it's about taking responsibility, because a lot of times you'll feel depressed, you'll have less energy than you had before, you'll start feeling pains in your body, because spirits, they can hide in different aspects of in your physical body. You can hang around in your aura or in your chakras or in one of the other bodies that you have, like the, you know, the emotional, mental, spiritual bodies. So when they hang around there, then obviously they're going to influence. And some of them are extraterrestrials, some are implants. But for the sake of what I'm talking about today, it's important to understand the entity attachment. And I'm going to do a little clearing meditation on that in a minute, because it's something that you should definitely practice and watch over. I listen to again. Like I said, come on my Facebook group. There's all the live recordings are there, and I come on live every Wednesday, London time, English time, which is BST at the moment, British Summer Time. So that varies. But if you come on and join, and just send me a request, the Soul Awareness Group on Facebook. So that's the Soul Awareness Group on Facebook. Then I can join and you'll get all the notifications and stuff. So and there's about 25 healings on there at the moment recording, so you know you can help yourself to all of those. And people are having amazing results, because a lot of this stuff that I'm doing is I'm actually talking to spirit at the same time, so it's very live, so you're live with the spiritual world. And as soon as you hook into these meditations, healings, you know, the spirit come and work with you straight away, because it's all set up for anyone that watches them. Has that immediate support from the spirit world, so you'll get that in your own home, sitting nice and comfortable. So this is coming back to what I was saying. This is it's important that we take responsibility and about owning our sovereignty. If, you know, to take back your sovereignty on Earth is to come into alignment with your soul's perspective and release the ego mind. Okay. Now, in order to do that, you must let go of all attachments. Not all attachments, obviously. Attachments that no longer serve you. So, definitely, you know, excess materialism, for you know, things that aren't bringing you into harmony with your inner self, basically. Now, saying that, Earth is a fantastic planet to manifest anything you want. There is no other planet like Earth, and we're very lucky to be here. And it's also one of the hardest planets to be, or is the hardest school, they say, to come onto. And the spiritual growth that you can do, especially at this time, is huge. And if you could just for a second understand the magnitude, the importance, and the brilliance of being here in this time, in this present moment. Because there's no other time like this where we've gone for a dimensional shift where we're still alive. So it is incredible. And the rewards, the spiritual rewards are, you know, huge. So that's why Spirit are really pushing for people to wake up and to start acknowledging. Because if we are holding on to entities, astral plane entities, and we're not taking responsibility to let them go, we're holding them in place as well. Because sometimes they're not aware enough to let go. So, you know, and vice versa as well. They shouldn't be doing it in the first place, but we need to start breaking the cycles. We need to start breaking these programs that we are stuck in. You know, and it's like the British health system. We have a free system here, the NHS, National Health Service. Now, there's so many people plugged into that that it's almost about to collapse. And it's got beyond a joke now, you know, and it hasn't been regulated properly or organized properly. Thank God it's in place, because I think it's great. I think every country should have one. But the thing is it's the negative side of that is it doesn't teach people responsibility. So they think they can just go there if they've broken a nail or no, they've got a toe ache or something. So there's this constant, oh, I'll just go because it's free, you know, and I don't take responsibility so what's actually going on in my own body? What's causing this pain in the first place? You know, so there's, again, it's being attached to things, and that's my point. We have to detach from the mainstream before we can actually observe what's going on in ourselves. And this means observing what karmic links you have connected to certain beings, you know, astral, interdimensional. Because don't get me wrong, some contracts are at the soul level, have contracts with certain beings because they are interdimensional and they want to experience what Earth is like. But they don't come in body. They attach themselves to a person and they feed off their thought forms or they read them. So this is quite common, but some of it can actually make the physical body quite sick or tired. So again, if you understand what's really going on within you and what you know, because sometimes you can't remove everything because of a soul contract. But at least understanding and being able to be in a little bit of control of it gives you back a bit of power. You know, and if you understand why you're feeling tired or sick or getting depressed, then at least you know where it's coming from. And this is, brings us back to the point of why we should remove entities on the astral plane and interdimensional, because they are not always, and a lot of the times, to be honest, more than not, in our best interest, regardless if they're aware of what they're really doing or not, because some of them obviously aren't. So we're going to do everything with love, and we have to always expand out from the heart center, because we don't want to remove anything with anger. We don't want to remove anything with resentment. We want to be very heart-centered to acknowledge that, you know, we are all the same at the core level. And we've all lost our way at some stage along our many earthly incarnations. So we send out lots of love to the astral plane and understand that it's in much need of healing as the physical world is. Because don't forget, these souls are the ones that reincarnate and come back on and still cause the earth more trauma. So the more we're educating ourselves, we're educating them, because they will watch you as you grow spiritually, because they will learn from you as well. Because you cannot grow as much on the non-physical than you can in the physical on a spiritual level. The place for spiritual growth is huge when you're incarnated physically. But when you're not, it's very much slower. This is why it's important, and that you have the power to be in control of all this as well. And that's the great thing. Many people, in the way the movies and people talk about it, is that the spirits always have control over you. They're always stronger, more powerful, more scary. But absolutely, it's not the truth, because you own your power. And if you own your power, nothing in the universe can touch you or harm you. And actually, you being in control of it in the physical is more powerful anyway, because you can't see it. So it already gives you a great advantage, because you are empowered beyond. Excuse me, I'm just having some water. Okay. All right. So I'm going to just do a little meditation here. And I know I put them on the live recordings, and some people listening in the car or just on the radio aren't in a position to sort of sit down and be quiet. So just listen to the recording again when you've got some time. Then we're going to really come into the heart center. So just do your usual relaxation, grounding exercise before you would do a meditation. If you're not familiar with meditation, just get nice and comfortable, take some nice, slow, deep breaths in and out, and just try and let all the tension go in your body. Because the more relaxed you are, the easier it is to receive and to feel what's going on in and around you. As you take these lovely, long, deep breaths, become very centered. You want to put your attention into your heart center. Start to breathe through that heart center. Just allowing it to start to open. You want to send joy and love from that heart center out into your auric field, 360 degrees above and below and around you. And you might have different sensations and feelings, or you might see it as color or sound or images. Just go with what your imagination shows you. Just trust what you see and feel. You're always protected when you're doing these exercises through my work and through spirit that I work with. And we're going to ask now and give permission for all that no longer serves a highest purpose or highest good, be removed and sent back to its dimension or to the light, prime creator's light. We ask for the removal of all psychic hooks, psychic attacks, negative thought forms, negative elementals, astral entities, parasites, implants, alien implants, all to be removed, sent back to the light or back to their dimension. And I want you now to just sit with your body and just get a feel and just ask your soul and your guides and angels and spirit to talk to you and ask them some questions. You know, is this an entity that's been attached to me, that's been causing me lethargy, for example, or headaches, or making me feel depressed or unmotivated? Or is always this thing that I always have this bad back pain? So just trust what you're feeling in your body. If you're feeling anything that's, you know, heavy or hurts or flickering or what, any sensation, just breathe through that area. Just give it the attention and acknowledgement. And you're talking to whatever attachment, both interdimensional or astral, that may have attached itself to you. And you're sending love out to all those spirits that are just wandering around. But you're taking back your power. And you no longer allow them or give them permission in any way to influence you or cause you any harm or to live off your energy. But you send them love and you send them light. And spirit will now come in and start removing things and people and energies. And like I said, any time you do this, you'll instantly get that help from the spirit world just by tuning in with my voice and the spiritual team that I work with. So if this is not convenient for you to do this right now, then make sure you do it as soon as you get a chance to sit quietly where you're not disturbed and just listen to this recording again. And I started this meditation around 18 minutes in to this whole recording, so you can just fast forward to there. And if you do have a feeling anywhere in the body or around you, or you might feel it out in your aura or energy field, just send it love. Thank it for being there. But you no longer wish for it to be attached. Send it love. And if you do drink or take drugs, or there's some certain behaviours that you haven't been able to master yet, those lower basal instincts, then make sure until you find your way out of those, that excess, that you always put protection around you. But remember, everything in moderation. And just love yourself. The more you love yourself, then the more love you'll attract. That's a universal fact. So you're just allowing, and I wish you, for you to stay with this as long as you can, especially when you listen to a recording again, and just allow yourself to bathe in that light and allow yourself to be cleansed, for these attachments to be removed. And just give spirit the time to work on you. Please do share any feedback anytime. You can always call, contact me via email, paul@universal-healing.co.uk. But it's on my page. My website's there as well. We also ask that the belief work that maybe attracted these entities to you in the first place, or the emotional trauma you're holding onto, or unresolved issues, may they be cleansed and cleared. It's also important that you deal with your past, your emotional past, because a lot of these attachments can come in for these unresolved issues as well. And it's reality that, like I said, this is 10 to 1 of them, so they're walking around all over the place, through your shopping centres, through your front lawn, through your back garden. Spirits are everywhere. The thing is, you don't want to be attracting the wrong ones. You don't want them feeding off you, so you have to be responsible for this day in, day out. So set that intention today that I'll only bring love and light around me. All other lower negative energies be removed. And then just put some protection around you. Or just ask for your vibration to be raised, because if you write, it's more about vibration now anyway than actually doing visualizations of protection. Because if you raise your vibration, then their vibration, which is lower, can't resonate with you anyway. So just look at it from a vibrational point of view. But until you can master that and come into a higher vibration, which takes time and meditation and working on yourself, if that's, you know, at the moment, and if you're not at that level yet, then just visualize that golden light around you, golden bubble. But there's loads of protection exercises. And like, again, you can email me. I've got stuff I can send you as well. But there's plenty of stuff out there. And it's just simply just taking a minute just to feel it and put it around you, and setting the intention not to attract these types of energies. And always ask your soul to provide you with whatever you need for today, and to open you up to the synchronicities of life, so you may learn along the way each day. So I want to thank everyone for that, and just like I said, sit back and listen to a recording again when you get some time, and then just sit in the meditation. And I call them meditations, but they're more healings and removals. So have some fun with that and enjoy. And I will see you all next week. Love and light from the UK. Take care.